What different buildings would there be on a farm besides, you mentioned the farm?
Well, it'd be the gin, farms I know on Cane River. There'd be a tool shed. There'd be a place where they stored tractors and things, like a tractor shed, that's what they call it down there. But in this tractor shed, they'd have all kinds of equipment.
Would this be a closed-in place?
Not always. Sometimes it'd be just a roof, mm-hmm. you know. And, well, let's see, going down to nitty-gritty, there'd be a seed house. Then be, they used to store seeds.
Mm-hmm. For cotton?
Yeah, mm-hmm. for planting the following year. It'd be a corn, a crib. There might be a pigeonaire.
A what?
A pigeonaire. That's a place where a little house on stilts where you raise pigeons.
Why would people raise pigeons?
To eat. They're delicious. There'd be the overseer's house. And then the cabins. It could possibly be a garage.
Mm-hmm. How many families would it take to live on a good-sized plantation?
Now?
Or then and now?
Well, then, when I was a child, it would take at least 7-8 families to run it. Now, only 3 could do it.
What size plantation are you talking about?
I'm talking about, say, 2,000 acres. Mm-hmm. But see, it's all so mechanical now. And now I'm not talking about the blacks. I'm talking about it takes, you know, it used to take at least 200 or 300 black people mm-hmm. on a place like that. Of course, now they don't use as many as 10 be enough, you know.
Was this in your lifetime that they used that many?
Oh, yes. Yes. When they picked the cotton, they had hundreds of people doing that. See, now it's all mechanically picked.
Where did the blacks move when they...
After World War II, the blacks left Natchitoches Parish and migrated to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The other portion went to Detroit. The rest went to California.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What percentage of this area is black?
This town,
48%. What about the
parish?
The
parish now is about... The parish must be about half, about 50-50.
Has it always been about that?
Oh, no. It was about 70 black, percent black, before
born.
World War II.
What different animals would there be on a farm?
Well, it'd be horses, it'd be cows, it'd be pigs, hogs.
Where would they all be kept?
In a pasture.
Mm-hmm. What about special buildings for the horses or hogs?
Well, the hogs, to me, the word crib comes in my mind when I think of a hog's crib. They'd be in a crib.
Mm-hmm.
Cattle would be in a pasture. Horses would be in a barn.
When you talk about a crib, for corn,
mm-hmm.
was that a separate building from the barn?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that crib the same as, is that connected with the hog's crib?
No, it'd be entirely different. A crib for hogs to me would be just like just an enclosure of wooden boards to keep the hogs in.
Mm-hmm.
No roof or nothing. A crib for corn would be a little building with a roof and door and maybe no window. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And